Okay, Rabbi Shai, we come to the end of Simin Kufchav Beis, which has been for the most part a chazara on Hilchis Basav Chalav and Taruvis, a lot of different pratim. Siftes, though, is a long sif because of the long taz. Now let's learn Siftes. As far as the shaila of leaving a guy in your house, there are two parts to the shaila. One is the question of him changing food or being machlif of food in the house, which we say he would only do if he has a hanor or benefit from it. It may not be so common. The bigger chashash is his use of kalim in the house, and that is not kufyates, that's kufchav bey, siftes. Let's learn siftes and see what the lamaisa is. We have a mechaber and a ramah, an easy mechaber, no mefarshim on it, and a little more complicated ramah. The mechaber talks about lechatchila. That's it. He says yesh nizar melaniach beisavi kechavim klei suda dechashin on shemi yishtam yishbohem. Lechatchila, don't leave your kalim in a guy's house. We're afraid he's going to use it, even though he has his own kalim, presumably in his house. It's a chiddush that you have to be chayshish. But the Gra tzeh chesu a gemara in Avodah Zarah, where we're afraid if you leave kalim in the house of a guy, that'll use your kalim, and therefore, yesh li zohar. Now the mechaber doesn't say b'di'evit, he only says the chatchila. Chatchila, none of us, why would we leave kalim in the house of a guy? Maybe in the office, sometimes people leave kalim. But what? So the shaila is a guy coming into a Jew's house. That's where the shaila comes up. Well, let's stick with what it says here, and we'll go in order. Ramah, afilu im nostam lo'uman lesaknon. Even if you go to a guy's house and he's a repairman, he's going to fix your toaster oven. He's going to fix your pot. Sarach lasis b'hem simin. You have to have some way of recognizing that the guy did not use it, that the guy didn't use the keli. What? In the guy, it's true. It says here in the guy in this house. You have to have a simon that the guy didn't use it. Now what about b'di'evit? You left the guy with your kalim, or you left your kalim in the house of a guy. What's the din b'di'evit? When you get it back, what's a din? So listen, the Ramah makes a few categories. Number one, if you leave kelim with a guy, they have to be kashered. So he says, if you leave kelim with a guy, you have to kasher them. V'dafka im shohu kitsas. That's dafka if they stayed ktsas, a certain amount of time, if you left it with a guy for at least half a day, an amount of time when he would normally eat a meal, then you have to kasher the kalim afterwards. Ava lefisha ein lachush. But if you leave it a smaller amount of time, presumably that means less than chatzi yayim, you leave him there, I don't know, for 3 or 4 hours, so then you could be meikel, but the eved, you could be meikel. So far we have two gedarim. If it's a short amount of time, you could be meikel. If it's half a day or longer, then you have to kasher the kelim. I assume it's an umdana that he would have come to a meal. And I don't know, is that a suffix or a vaday? We'll see in a minute. Oh, so the shach at the end of Katan Ches says types of kalim that are used for cold, like I guess a teaspoon that it's not used in a kli rishon, or maybe a drinking glass that's not used in a kli rishon. So that this, he says that we're not talking about things that are used cold. Things that derech to use cold is not included in the sif. The sif means things, pots, pans, a spatula. Things that are put into a keli, into a kli rishon, or you pour from a kli rishon into it.
How can you make a simon? What kind of simon? Pot? What kind of simon you make?
On the bottom of the pot, you put a piece of tape. If you put a fire on it, it wouldn't stay there. You put tape with a simon. You put tape with a.
You should put something in the bottom of the pot.
You should put something there. That should be a simon.
Dirty.
Yeah. B'chozek sh'reitz l'shtamish bay b'yayim sh'nosnay lay. This is all if you want to use it the day you gave it to him, you got it back. D'leka ela chada sveika sh'am l'shtamish bay v'chavim elay. If you want to use it the day you get it back, so it's just one suffix, did the guy use it or not? Avo. Listen to this. Im loy lochay mirav yekachavim ad la'achar zman. If you left it by the guy a very long time, the nuchalaymer, afim mishtamish bayayv yekachavim kvar nifkav in shtameis leis. If you left it by the guy for more than 24 hours, they left the guy for 2 days. So then it's better. Why? Because if you leave it by the guy for 2 days, it's a suffi, did he use it? And even if he used it, maybe it's an Eina Ben Yoimai.
Why does
he have suffi use the second day? Yeah. So it doesn't make sense, this Mechaber. It's the strangest thing. Listen to what the Mechaber is saying. He's saying there are three Gedarim. Less than a small amount of time, it's Mutter. He didn't use it. We don't say he used it. Half a day, we say he used it. If you leave it there 23 hours, it's also you have to kasher it. Because we say he is all he wants suffik if he used it. If you leave it there 48 hours, that's good. Because you have a svek sveka, did he use it? Even if he used it, maybe used it more than 24 hours ago. It's the strangest thing. Someone calls you up and he says, I left my keli by a guy. What do? You tell him, leave it there a long time. Leave it there a longer time. Doesn't make sense. If after 23 hours I take it from him, I have to be chayshish and use it in the last 23 hours. So if I leave it by for a week, I said, well, also it should have to be chayshish and used it the last 23 hours. The Beis Meir is matmiya on this Ramah. It's a surprise. Nobody in the page is matmiya. Chach Masadam Darach Hashocha bring this lahalacha. They say like this. They say there are three levels. If you left it by the guy a short period of time, muta b'diavad. If you left it there within 24 hours, between chatziyayim, between 6 and 24 hours, then you need hagala, although we're still going to talk about that. And if you left it by more than 24 hours, then it's muta, then you have a svek sveka. It just seems like a double pella. Who used it?
The guy used it. Now he has enough time to have used it.
Yeah, but who cares if he used it? I'm only worried he used it within the last 24 hours. Why? Because I left it by him for a week. Is there any more reason to be makel on the shaila if he used it in the last 24 hours?
Because if he used it, he could have used it in a binyan.
I understand. But it doesn't make any sense if I leave it by him for 20 hours, after you're afraid he used it in those 20 hours. I left it by him for a week plus 20 hours. So why don't I just say the same thing? I'm worried about the last 20 hours. He may use it before the 20 hours, but I don't care about that. But he may use it within the last 20 hours. It should be the same single suffix.
Now it's
the additional suffix doesn't make him a cooler dick. Look, I'll be the question, if he used it in the last 20 hours...
If he used it, it could be that he used it...
But what's the difference? What's the L'mai Nafka Mina? I only care if he used them within the last 24 hours. In fact, he could have used it earlier. Why is that my little myrid? You're saying a technical thing that there's a new suffix, but why does that new suffix my little myrid? It's very hard to follow. But who cares? Who cares? What's the difference? I only care if he used it in the last 24 hours. The fact that he could have used it also within less than 24 hours. I'm not, that doesn't enter my suffix. My suffix range is the last 24 hours. So if I left it to him 24 hours or 48 or 72 hours, my same suffix of the last 24 should be identical. That's what it seems. It's I don't know, it's a very different, difficult thing to... What? Why would he only use it right away? So I'm going to ask you, does it make sense if somebody calls me, he says, I left my kelim by the guy. What do? I tell him, make sure you leave it longer, and then it'll be mutter. Is that logical?
He's afraid he's going to pick it up. The first 2 hours, he knows he's not coming back. Once it's a few days.
If that's the case, that's the case. So tell me, if you're, the shach does say, if you're in the sifkot test, that if you make come in, then it's a heter. And that is it.
Why did he say take it back to the
door?
Then wait
24 hours. Oh, that's what he says. Oi. He says next. Okay. That's the next words. Oi. Three lines at the bottom of the Ramah. Oi, shedishta biyad Yisrael, achashogam lechavim beislei, sazlin lakula, vechashim b'di'evin. He also says that if you pick it up from the guy, you wait 24 hours. Now that's much better. You know for sure it wasn't used those 24 hours. That's also mutter b'di'evin. Why do we say stam keil meina b'nei yayman then? You remember? We said it's a sekseka, right? Shema ishtamish, shema lo ishtamish, and even if it's ishtamish, maybe it's a davar apayim. That's what we said. So l'chayr, we should say the same thing here. So we'll see taz tes, taz ches. But right, this is the halacha. This is the Ramah, the Chachmas Adam, the Aruch HaShulchan. The halacha is there are three levels. If you leave it by a guy less for a shor ktsas, which is less than chatziyayim, however you interpret chatziyayim, mutter b'diyev. If it was chatziyayim between 6 hours and 24 hours, if you either have to wait meisleis, or if you want to use it within meisleis, you need agala. It's usually easier to just wait the meisleis. And if it was left more than 24 hours, so that's mutter b'diyev. Once it was left more than 24 hours, it's a sfek sveika, and it's mutter b'diyev. And this is the psak of the Ramah. I want to get to Taz Ches. Let's just finish the Ramah. No, this is all Aslach HaTchel. It's all B'di'evin. Vim lokchai mirai v'kechavim ba'isa yayim shenosnei loy. Va'omer nishtamish b'loy ha'galon. Let's say you cook food within 24 hours. You see, it's a gigantic Taz there. If you cooked it, you cooked food within, you picked it up from it within 24 hours, and you cooked food in it. Yesh oisrim amaychol, the food is yesh oisrim. They say it's oisrim, but kli shuvade ben yaymai, because certainly it's a ben yaymai. If the guy used it, it's a ben yaymai. Welcome tzarech yesh hakol b'di'evet on the food too. Lechatchila yesh uzar b'chalinyan afilu ba'avadu mishvaches avikachavim shebeis Yisrael. So until here, it's only in the guy's house. Now the Ramah says, even if you leave a guy in a Jew's house, not to leave our kelim, it's like yichud. They might use it for dvarim asurim. So it comes out, the weirdest thing, to leave a guy in your house with the kelim, look at Shachtes right here on the page. Shachtes, Ha'ilam Eina Nisarim Ata Bezeh. The Ha'ilam is not careful about this at time. Shum Davad Vishvach, he said, Bebeis Yisrael Tamid. She Yisrael, Yaitzim Venichnis Sham. Because we rely that Jews are coming and going. I got the Mutta, Philochat Chilok, and Leal Kuf Yudches. So if Yisrael, Yaitzim Venichnis, Rosh Hashanah says it's even Lechat Chilok, that you can rely on Yaitzev and Nechdes. And he says that's why the Olam is Nechdes. But yeah, now Yaitzev and Nechdes, somebody's going to Cancun with Mr. Cruz to spend his winter there, and he's leaving a guy in the house, take care of the house. So there's no Yaitzev, you can arrange Yaitzev and Nechdes. If there's no Yaitzev and Nechdes, so, the strangest thing, if you leave the guy for less than 24 hours, so there's a problem with the kelim. You have to wait 24 hours and you get back. If you leave the guy there for a week, that's fine. When you come back, everything is mutter. It's not l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, everything is mutter. As it comes out, the psak of the Ramah. If it's pachas mechatziyayim, so it's also l'chatchila, but it's not also b'di'evet. That's what it says. If it's I don't know sure chatziyayim. Chatziyayim, I think, means that it covered a time that a person would want to eat. People don't eat all day. They do work in the house too. There's a certain time, eat breakfast, eat lunch, eat supper. So chatziyayim, I assume, means if it's going to cover a time that the guy eats. It says chatziyayim. You want to call it 6 hours, you want to call it 5 hours. I'm not sure.
It's more of a range of time.
A range of time.
Everyone will eat breakfast.
All right.
Breakfast special.
What does that look for?
What? If he cooked, it's bishalakum. 24 hours helps. Ein ben yaimai, it becomes a safek d'rabbanan. We don't know he cooked. If you catch him cooking, of course it's us. It's a safek. Now the taz ches is a very long taz. I'm not going to go through the entire taz. The maisa, the psak of the taz, he's machmir on this whole halacha. He's machmir even after me'es leis. He says it always needs hagala. He says it's a safek if the guy used it. It's a vaday the guy used it. That's what he says here in the beginning, which definitely needs a hesber. He's nekel only on klicheres that you can't kasha. Even more that, even you leave it water may slays, he says it's not a suffix if the guy used it. You leave a guy in the house for a week, it's a suffix if you use your kelim. Of course you use your kelim. And it's just one suffix if what he used makes a tray for that. His master, you have to kasha everything except for the klicheres.
That's nowadays you have to make both of working.
You need a yaitzev and nichnas. It's a problem. It's a problem. It's a common problem. And Ramesh has a tshuva in his first chelik of Yeridei. The first volume of Yeridei and Digris Maish, I think it's on the Samach Aleph. And he goes through this taz, which I'll explain in a little while. And he says, all the kelim are osamei slays. All the kelim in the house are osamei slays. Unless you set up a yaitzev and nichnas. Or today you have a video camera, but it only helps if you tell the guy you're not allowed to use the kelim. If you don't tell him, yaitzev nichnas doesn't help. You have to be able to catch the person. There might be a heter. Someone in the past here mentioned we once had a rule that we're not chayshish a guy is going to make things treif purposely. If he's no benefit, we're not chayshish. If you set up for the guy his own microwave or his own pot. He has no benefit in using your pot. It would seem, based on that Ramah, that if the guy has no benefit, we're not chayshish, that would be a heter. And that's a heter some people use, some offices. They have multiple microwaves. They have a kosher microwave. They have trefa microwaves. So just to say he's going to do it lahachis, that we're not chayshish. So that could be a heter. And the closed circuit... cameras is also a heter. It's I had this once in my house. Baruch Hashem, we've always been zeichet to have from help, whatever help we had. But we have some Russian girls live in the basement. And one summer, her parents were coming for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. She wanted to stay here 7 years straight to get citizenship. She didn't want to leave. So her parents came here. But her parents were not from. We told the parents can't use the kitchen, and then we put in the closed circuit. We never had closed circuit before. We put it in just for that summer. I mean, it's still there, and she knew. Well, we told her we're putting it in so we can make sure that they don't use the kitchen, and we kept our eye on it every once in a while. It's amazing. You guys know better than me. You can just click on your computer and you can see what's going on in the kitchen. It's very interesting. So. So that works. That works too, as long as they're told that they can't use it. Yeah, so people mentioned that to me. I guess that's how many people are in the office. But you're right, it's the non kosher. It's a problem then. I know one person from Yeshiva who now he has a pretty big office. So he told me this. I told him, have a cabinet with a combination lock, and that's where he keeps his kosher microwave. You need a combination. And I don't know if it says, the letters in Hebrew or not. I don't know. But so he has in the kitchen a kitchen cabinet with a lock, and that's the kosher one. And that way, hopefully, whoever uses it locks it afterwards. But you're right. If you have one trefa and you have a lot of workers that don't, who are not makben on kashrus, it's not going to help. Tarvadas, there's a microwave by the office, and it says it says on a treatise trefa, double wrap everything. It's in the office. I mean, a parent comes in for an interview and he sees it treated as trefa. We treat it as trefa. Because the workers are there, the workers who clean the place are there much earlier in the day than the office staff. And we assume they use it. So it says, treat it as treif and double wrap, whatever you put in. And anyway, this is this sif. Rabbi Shua asked before, what's the logic? A gois keli, we say that b'dievet it's mutter, because suffik if you use it within 24 hours, and suffik if it's a davar apaygim. So the only one who talks about it is the Taz, that I saw. And listen to what he says. The beginning of Taz Ches, turn back two pages. We're not going to go through the whole Taz. As I said, the Taz is machmir, everything he's kashering, but the Chach Masad, the Darach HaShulchan pass like the Ramah. But in the beginning, he just brings Kolzek Sorechim L'shtamis, El Medibay Amar L'chai Perkei Mamid Zal Shainai, Stab Kli Yavikachav V'ena B'nei Yayman. Vein Lahak Shai Sahab Esafik Dairaisa, I stab keli of a guy is a suffix derisa if it has blias. The answer is yeshlam b'dav a sex faker semim b'shtamish b'ayayim. Maybe he did use it within 24 hours. Maybe not. V'tifslay b'nishtamish. And if he did, shema b'dav a shehu paygim nishtamish. Maybe it's something that won't ask for the second food. L'fize k'shomelichil asakinim lashkizam b'beis uman mazirim b'ayayim. If you take your knife to be sharpened. Now it's very clear here in Hilchas Hagalah that the sharpener itself doesn't ask the keli. If you sharpen a treifa knife and then a kosher knife on the same sharpening stone or a sharpening blade, it doesn't ask the keli. That's not the shayla. Shayla is you leave the knife by the guy, he may have used it for treifas. Leka haitaiba disvek sveka, shum debay biyayim ziran. You're getting it back the same day. See, maybe the guy didn't use it at all. Devadai rogil leishtamish. Kimi sheisor loy min agabai. Tzarch like Eloi. Pelodikataz. He says that it's not a suffik if the guy used it. It's a vadai that the guy used it. He certainly vadai used it. And memeila v'chein amir abena tamsoch sheyelech Yisrael lashchiza v'yamach beben yoyse b'kli avikachav v'matzvan. And he left it there. He was more machmir than on stam. Caleb that belonged to the guy. Now, it comes back to the same thing. When you have a keli that's been in the guy's house, because he lives there, you have a svek sveka. Maybe it was used more than 24 hours ago, maybe in a davar apaygim. When you left it there, between chatziyayim and 24 hours, was saying there's no suffik ain't a bin yaymai. The same question comes back I asked before, how leaving it longer could be more kuladik. But it comes to the same thing. We say vaday ishtamish bay. And it says vaday ishtamish bay, there's no svek sveka. Now, if gamino b, as someone mentioned at the outset, if you go to a shop where they have, you can see they're repairing 20 pots or 20 microwaves. So nobody needs 20 in 18 hours. So there, you would have a suffix if you used it at all, plus a suffix davar apaygim, and it would be mutter b'dievet. So this is the, call it the long and short of this simon, that kalim that are left in a guy's house or with a guy in the yid's house have three levels, a shah kala, a short amount of time, shouldn't do a l'chadchila, but it's not aser, k'chatzi yayim, add 24 hours, it's usher, but you could wait 24 hours after you get it back. If you leave it more than 24 hours, then it's a problem. If you leave it more than 24 hours, then it's mutter, but the yevet al tzvek sveik. Yeah, but he's not going to necessarily cook food in it. He might put in some water. He might put in... If it's a derech to test it, you'd be right. But stamazoy not. There was years ago, somebody put out a cautious alert on toaster ovens. They should check the tray, because what they do is they spot test. When they make microwave, they spot test. They put in bread and see if it toasts. And they say you should check the tray for crumbs. If there are crumbs, forget the crumbs. It means the oven was used for bread. Today most bread is treif. And it's a problem with the oven itself. So I haven't seen this recently, but years ago there was such a kashrus alert that that made the rounds, and that's that. So this is a siftes. Like I said, the log taz, at least, is not lemaisa that the achrayim don't pass like it. So the store where nobody fries. A knife will use. It depends on the store. If he has a kitchen, most stores don't. Most offices have places to warm things up, not to cook things. So then you're right. Now there's one kasha that I had on this whole sif. Why does it help Safik Eina Ben Yaimai? And Eina Ben Yaimai is also Asa Lechatchila. Where the shaila is, when I get the keli back, could I use it? Saying I could use it. Safik ben yaimai, eina ben yaimai, and even if it's a ben yaimai, it's a davar apok. But why does it help safik eina ben yaimai? Eina ben yaimai is also awesome in the rabbanon. But what does it do for me? B'di'evit, you cook the food, the shayla on the food, I understand. We said, if you use a guy's keli, b'di'evit, on the food, it's a svek svek. But why does that help to use the lechat chila? What's up, here's a chela? What? Eina ben yaimai is a single suffix. It's really a suffix to Rabbanon. It's really a suffix to Rabbanon. It's galgal from the deraisa. It's not so not so good. But what? Okay. I don't know. It's not 100%. There is a controversial gra, the Simit Tzadik Tes. I'll tell you what the words say. They'll also say it's not what he meant, but the words say a klal in Yeridaya. Anything that's muta b'di'eved by a ben yaimai is muta lechatchila by an eina ben yaimai. That's his rule. Okay, got it? Anything that if it's ben yaimai, it's muta b'di'eved, then eina ben yaimai is muta lechatchila. The logic is, eina the gra, it's a mitzvah test by Naparnat. He says, the gross shita is you're allowed lechatchila to cook part of a food in a milchika pot in a ben yaimai, heat with a flesh of a meal. You want to put lakshid in your chicken soup? The gross shita is you can take a milchika in a ben yaimai pot and cook lechatchila the lakshin al menas to put in chicken soup. Why? Because even the same alpha. Why? Because by a ben yaimai, if it was used in 24 hours, you cook parav in a milcha kapat. That's called naparnat. Naparnat, the hetera means it's heter, it's milchiks. Naparnat, the milk went into the keli. From the keli, it went into the spaghetti. Now that spaghetti is called naparnat of milchiks. L'chatchila, you're not allowed to mix it with meatballs. Because the chatchila, naparnat, you're not allowed to eat with the other min. B'di'evet, if you already cooked spaghetti in a milchika pot ben yaimai, and you mixed it with meatballs, it's mutter. Naparnat never asks b'di'evet. Naparnat, the Torah is all the chatchilas. On that, the Gros says, anything that b'di'evet is mutter, if it's a ben yaimai, is l'chatchila mutter, if it's a ena ben yaimai. Meaning, if you have a milchika eina ben yaimai, you'd be allowed, like the Gra, to cook lechatchila, the spaghetti in it, in order deliberately to mix it with meatballs, that it would be mutter. That's the Gra's klal. The Chachmas Adam argues with this Gra, but the Gra's the Gra. And you're talking about something that's definitely mutter b'di'evet, because that by that is always mutter b'di'evet. That's the Gra Shita, the way Rav Palm taught the Shita Sagra. So, according to that, over here, where the Rabbah says that this is all talking about the pot. If you cooked food in the pot, so that means even if it's a ben yaimai, means ben yaimai, when you got it back from the guy, it's muta b'di'evet. So it could be that's why, if it's a eina ben yaimai, was saying that it would be mutter. I guess the Eina ben Yaimai is still asla chatchila. It could be that it goes with such a cheshbin that we're only machra Eina ben Yaimai on things that as a ben Yaimai would ask the food and otherwise not. This is my machshava about how this may be working, but take it or leave it. Rather you take it, but if you leave it, the halacha is clear. The Ramah, Shach, Chachmasada, and Aruch HaShulchan all say the three-tiered rule. Shakala, it's muta b'di'evet. Chatziyayim, till 24 hours. It's osir, either kasher, or wait 24 hours. You're going to wait 24 hours anyway. So you might as well just wait 24 hours. Wait a meisleis. And if it was left here more than 24 hours, so b'di'evet, it's mutter. Even though we have a kasha on why it is that way, but this is the psak that they all have. This is the din of kelim left by a guy. Okay, let's move on to sifyut. Sinks. It's the funniest thing. Yeshiva Bacher tell me, you know, the chassanim. I found an apartment, but only has one sink. What do I do? I say, good morning. We all grew up with only one sink. They think, what? You still have one sink. Okay. Backwards. You did shidduchim with your children? You have only one sink? You don't put on the resume. And they all have to. So one sink, a sermon be asked me, one stove. What do I do? One stove. Anyway, what's the halacha when you have one sink? What's a shayla? The shayla is you're going to wash melachiks and fleishiks in the same sink. The chayla sink is going to become treif. So let's see what it says here in Sifyud. And then we have to go back to Ilchis Basa B'chalav, where this is discussed. Ramosha has a classic tshuva on the topic, which really covers all the bases, a long tshuva on sinks in Yeredeya Aleph, tshuva, what does it say, Membeis. And we'll go through basically the Gris Maisha, but first let's learn Sifyud. Ka'orais Shushalach Yisrael La'ive Kechavim Im Michael. You sent a guy a pot full of food. You have a neighbor. You want to be nice to him. Lahavdil, this is a yid who's not from the same thing. You sent him food for Shabbos. You sent him cholent in a pot. He sends you a pot back. So what's the din of that pot? So kairish shashol yisrael v'kechavim in Michael with food in it. Vishol sham. And it stayed there. I guess it means more than shakala. It certainly was used. Im nikur behem ha-Michael shasholach ha-Yisrael b'saychem. The best thing is if he didn't clean it out. Residual challenge, you could tell it's your challenge. Mutter. So what? So it's mutter. We're not afraid that the pot is treif. Im lav, osir. If he sends you back a clean, so he washed it in a sink. It's osir. Im regiach, ladiach kelim b'chamin. If it's the derech in that place to wash kelim in hot water, the chashina shem behudach in kli isir. We're afraid that it was washed in the same. Well, they didn't have sinks. They had pots of hot water. We're afraid that it was washed in the same hot water as clay isser. So this is a straight mechaber. You'll notice no shach, no taz. Come on, nothing on it. It's a straight shulchan aruch. That if the guy, certainly if you know he washed your kalim in a trefa sink with trefa kalim, it's certainly aser. And even more than that, with chayshish that he washed it together with trefa kalim. What?
Well, heat.
So that's the old shayla. Kli Rishon for sure. Iri Kli Rishon for sure. Kli Sheni, we have the old machlekes. The Mechaber Amol, Kli Sheni doesn't answer. And the Shach and Taz, a machber on Kli Sheni. So, 110 degrees, not a lot. Yeah, it's less than 110, 120. Everybody washes kelim with... No, over 110, 120 is enough to answer, yeah. Now, maybe he added something to the pot of food. Let's be chayshu, she added something to the pot of food. Okay, I'm not sure. Yeah, while it's cooking, you know, roast beef is very good with butter on it, so maybe you pour butter on it. I'm not sure what the answer is. I don't know. It should be chayshish that he improved the food, but chayshish by his food. So, the question's good.
Is there a concern using that pot of food on the top?
Well, as long as it's from people, there's no concern. The Hoch Sharir is somebody who doesn't keep kashrus. Right, so, I mentioned to you in the past that Rebelski, I flew with Rebelski to Belgium a very long time ago, and he took coffee on the plane. It was the Belgium Airlines, I forgot what Sabina was. And he took coffee on the plane. And whenever people asked me if you take coffee on the plane, I used to tell them Rebelski did. So Rebelski heard I was telling this to people. So he sent me an urgent message that he doesn't hold that way anymore. Because he originally held that way because they have these metal pitchers they pour the coffee from. He felt it's only used for coffee, there's no problem. But later, he got into kashrus, he saw the dishwashers that they use, the commercial dishwashers, and he realized that this sifs, if you it applies, they put kasher and treif together, and it's mamish, it has a heating element, it's irikliwishin, and it's a chash of treif, and therefore, he doesn't do it. He said what he does on the plane is he brings along a paper cup, and he asked them to give him hot water straight from the tap. There's a tap in the plane. And he puts in his own little pouch of instant coffee, which makes some people shudder. But he puts in some of his own. And the hot water straight from the spigot, that's okay. And that's what he does. But otherwise, it's mamish sifyu. Now, I want to go through the lomdis of the Igros Moshe with you. It's the Shaila of sinks, and it should open up our minds to the rules of Iroi Kli Rishon. So, well, let me start from the beginning, and this is really the Kederach Rav Moshe. The tshuvas he wrote, the last 25 years of his life, he doesn't go through them in depth. He didn't have as much time. The tshuvas he wrote earlier in the first Chalakim, he takes a sugya and he goes through it behekiv gadol. And this is one such tshuva. He goes through all the shailas of sinks, and he shows what it depends on. So you have to follow very carefully. A kli rishon, a pot that's on the stove, or even removed from the stove, a kli rishon cooks, it's maflit, it's mavliya, it changes blias from one thing to the other, no shaila. Iroi kli rishon means when you pour from such a pot onto something cold. Okay, let's talk about liquids for now. You're pouring liquid onto something cold. So the Gemara says, Iroi is mevashel kedei klipa. Iroi cooks kedei klipa. In Hilchos Shabbos, if you have a food that needs cooking, and someone poured out water, the kedei klipa is aser. The top klipa means the thinnest layer. That's aser, because he cooked on Shabbos. Below that, he didn't cook on Shabbos. Iroi kli rishon is Iroi ases kedei klipa, and that's it. Now, there are two halachis in Hilchos Basar B'Cholom. One is in Siman Tzadik Beis, Sif Zayin, and one is in Siman Tzadik Hei, Sif Gimel, which seem to contradict one the other. The Prima Gadim writes about these, he says that I don't get it. There's a stira between what it says in Siman Tzadik Beis and what it says in Siman Tzadik Hei. I'll explain it to you. The Chavos Das does have an explanation that Rav Moshe follows. So let's first hear the stira. In the dinim of Iroi, there's an Iroi shenifsa kakiluach and Iroi shaloi nifsa kakiloach. It means the following. You could have a case where you pour, and what you poured is no longer connected to the kli rishon. You pour it out, and the flow is not connected to a kli rishon. You have a kli rishon, it's spilled, everything's spilled out. It's running along the counter, and the kli rishon is empty, everything's spilled out. That's called the Iroi shenifsak hakiloach. It's not connected anymore to the fire or to the kli rishon. You can have an Iroi shaloi nifsak. Our sinks, it's Iroi. When you turn on the sink, the kli rishon is the boiler, the hot water heater. The water comes through the pipes into your sink. Loi nifsak hakiluach. The kiluach is still connected to the klirishin. There's a straight flow from the klirishin to wherever you are. So what it says in the Ramah, Simen Tzadik Beis of Zion, is that if it's a iroi she nifsak hakiluach, then we say it only asks kedei klipa. It means that the iroi is nifsak; it's no longer connected to the original heat. An iroi shaloi nifsak. If an iroi, then he says it asks constantly. It asks as the flow spreads out. It asks. Now, obviously, a very big difference. If you have hot water coming out of the sink, if it can only ask a kadei klipa, it can only ask her in a small spot. We'll calculate how that works. If you hold iroi shaloi nifsak hakiluach, continue to ask her wherever it spreads. It's talking about an overflow of a pot that runs down a counter. That if it's still connected to the pot, then it's iroi shaloi nifsak hakiluach. And then it's then it asks as far as it goes. So in Simen Tzadik Beis of Zion, we have a chumrah that the Ramah brings from the Trumas Hadeshen. That of loy nifsak hakiluach, if there's a constant flow, bad news. It asks more than kedei klipa. Next, Simen Tzadik Hei Siv Gimel talks about washing dishes. Now they didn't have sinks. They had Kli Rishon, they had Kalim. If you wash in the Kli Rishon, bad news, obviously. What happens if you wash with an Iroy of a Kli Rishon? So there it says that if there's nothing treif, just milchiks and fleishiks in the sink, and the flow comes down, so there's nothing to aser. It only asers kedei klipa. So what could happen already? The iroi hits the fleishig apat, and then it goes and hits the milchik apat. By the time it hits the milchik apat, it doesn't have a power to be mavlia. So what are you worried about? That the iroi is going to take a blia from one pat and put it in the other pat? It only happens if the flow hits them, they're touching each other, and the flow hits the two of them at the exact spot. So to worry about that, you have to worry about it. And even if it happened, it would ask in just that tiny spot. So what it says in Simen Tzadik Hei in Siv Gimel is there's nothing to worry about pouring hot water. So there, it comes out from there. According, if you read only Simen Tzadik Hei Siv Gimel, there's no problem with our sinks. I mean, lechatchila, you're not going to wash milk and fleshes together. But b'di'evet, what could go wrong? How could the Iroi Yasser? What are the odds the Iroi is going to hit the milk and fleshes in the same initial hit? Going to get both of them, and like I said, even if it gets both of them, it'll ask a klipa of the pot, which whenever you use it, you always have shishim against it. So therefore, there it seems to be okay. So the Prima Gadim says, you just told me before, loy nifsak hakiluach, it keeps on going. So it's often a stira. In one place it says nifsak hakiluach, loy nifsak hakiluach is worse. In one place it treats it as the same. This is the Tzarechian. Mamish, the sink case. One sif says okay, one sink says it's not okay. And one place says it's not okay. So we have to talk about Ben also. You're right. Let me go a step at a time. So Rav Moshe doesn't the truth. He talks about Blias, he talks about Ben. No, you need bubbling water. Our boilers don't have bubbling water. Our boilers are set at 140, 160. You need, yeah, to kasher, you need bubbling water. You need water that brought to a boil. But it's like nifsak. It's exactly the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talks about if it's an overflowing pot, it runs down the counter. The counter is not a klirishin. But as long as it's connected to the pot, the flow is still connected, it's called like... Constant flow. There's no break. In the beginning it cools down, you wait a little while, and when the water's cold, there's no shayla. Shayla's once it gets hot. Eventually it gets quite hot. The sink water is hot. It's more than you have to let us by. Okay, but it's no different than the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about a pot that's upright, it didn't spill. It's upright, but it's overflowing. It says when it overflows, it runs, as long as the flow is connected to the pot, that's running down your counter. Your counter is no worse than pipes. It's a cold counter, and it's running down the counter. Anyway, the Chavis Das, in Siman Tzadik Beis of Kotna Chav Gimel, explains that there's a halacha that a iroi could be mevashel, or that it could be mavliya. Mavliya means if the iroi is chicken soup and it falls out of milch like a pot, it's mavliya. The bliya goes into the pot. When you're talking about washing kelim, you're talking about being maflid umavliya, meaning the iroi has to pull taste out of keli 1 and put taste into keli b. That's called in the Lashon of Chazal, maflid umavliya ka'achas. That the same flow is maflit, it causes the milch kapat to give out of liya, and mavliya and to go in to the second keli. So that's the rule of Siman Tzadik Hei. That Iroi Kli Rishon, even like the Sekhei Kelua, Iroi doesn't have the power to be maflit umavliya ka'achas. It can do both. Now, it's not arbitrary. This is based on the Rishayim in the Sugya in Parakira. It's not in Chulin. In Parakira, there's a Sugya of Iroi Kli Rishon. Taisus there makes Chilukim. Taisus makes three shitas of what Iroi could do. And the Chavis Das is saying Iroi could cook, Iroi could be maflit, Iroi could be mavliya. But it's not maflit or mavliya ka'achas. It doesn't at the same time pull blias out of one keli and put it into another one. So Tzadik Beis is talking that the liquid that overflowed from the pot in itself is milchix or fleishix. It's only a question if it could go into something else. So if you have chicken soup or hot milk, Iroi, Shalayna Saka Kilua could go into a keli totally, not just Kadei Klipa. Mashenke, when you're pouring hot water, the water is parrot. You're pouring out water on fleshix and milchix together, then the it's not maflin or mavliya ka'achas, and for that we're makel that it's not mavliya ka'achas, and that's the reason that we're makel. Now, obviously, according to that, we would be makel on the pots that the bliya doesn't go from one pot to another. And that's good. Which means, even in a dishwasher, if someone had a milchika and a fleshika pot, milchika pot in a dishwasher, the bli is going, but kli la kli, we're not worried about it. All the kalim are, what? So I'm considering a dishwasher to be iroi kli rishon. There are dishwashers which have a heating element on the bottom. So it's not clear, it's very unclear to me, when you have a heating element on the bottom, and it doesn't cook, the heating element can't cook stuff that's up in the chamber. It cooks whatever falls into that bottom area of the heating element, and then that water gets spritzed back up. So, it's something to give thought. I mean, certainly, Iroi Shalayim Sekaki Luach. The question is, that is a din of Iroi or not, and it's debatable. But it seems that the Paiskim assume that it's not, because the heating element can't cook the water that's where the dishes are. It cooks the water that's there, and then that shoots up. So you have a boiler downstairs, and it shoots it up. The Paiskim generally treat it as Iroi as an Iroi Kli Rishon, and for that reason, they're Mekel. Now, the Shaila is, what about Ben? So Ramesha goes, after he goes through this, he goes into the question of Be'en. The question of Be'en in Siman Tzadik Hei is itself a machlokes between the Ramah against the Shach and Taz. If Be'en also has the kula of Siman Tzadik Hei, the lemaisa of it is that in most cases, the cheshash Be'en, in most cases where you're washing, is a small amount of Be'en. usually it's very often batel b'shishim in the amount of water that goes, even in the straight flow of the water at any given time. The women, I don't get it. You know, you get a dishwasher, and I see my wife cleaning the dishes and putting it in the dishwasher. And my wife's not the only one, I understand, no? Your wife cleans the dishes, well, she puts it in the dishwasher. Why do they do it? It's the cheshish for the shach and taz, that if there's be'en, that it could aser b'di'eva by mistake. So they take out everything, they leave a little scrapings. There's always shishim against whatever whatever amount is there. And so the din of be'en, it makes it definitely more complicated when there's a lot of be'en. Detergent makes a pogrom, but in the first cycle, it goes without detergent. The first cycle of a dishwasher, when it rinses off, is without detergent. The next cycle is with detergent. And that's where the issue is, in the first cycle. If it will be detergent all the time, it would definitely be better. Well, the pots touch the racks. If it's a fleishiger rack, it probably became fleishig at some point. But the spenyayma is a separate issue. Ramesha deals with whether you need racks. When you have one sink, remember, you have a rack on the bottom. What's the purpose of the rack? To keep the pots or the plates more than kadei klipa away from the sink. The sink itself is treif. Because the sink itself, at some point, got a bli of be'en. It's probably not a benyayma, but at some point it got a bli of be'en straight into the hot water, shot down, and it made a treif. Now the sides can't be treif, because the sides never get the iroi. The direct iroi never goes on the sides directly. So the sides aren't treif. And when it fills up, there's always shishim against it. It's only a shiloh where the flow hits on the bottom that could be treif. You have a rack that makes it more than kadei klipa. I think Ramesha writes that... on Pesach, you shouldn't have to say. I'll tell you, Pesach is a problem. If you ever cook spaghetti, and you pour the hot water from the spaghetti from a kli rishon into the sink, that hot water is a kli rishon of iser, because it's chametz. So there, as far as the washing of the sink, it's not going to hit the sides. As far as pouring chametz stick of water in, it's possible when you pour it in that you do pour it directly onto the sides. And chametz asid b'mashu. Yeah, chametz is much more serious. I mean, it could happen with milks and fleishiks too. It could happen with milks and fleishiks, but that's the basic idea. In Anaf Gimel, Ramesha does bring another cheshbon. It's a little complicated, but there's a shach of Katnachov. It's coming to say a chumra, but it turns into a kula. The shach says that the kula of the water when you wash dishes is based on the fact that the water only becomes a naparnat. You're afraid, again, from the keli, you're afraid a bliya from the keli went into the water, that's only a naparnat. You can't answer anything, even if it goes into the fleishigapat. The bliya goes into the water. The water is an aparnat. The shach is coming to be machmir by iser. A trefa keli, that's an aparnat isura kadaser, but otherwise not. Ramesha writes that lemaisa, that svar is an additional kula for us from fleishiks to melachiks. That if the bliya is an aparnat, even if you hold iroi she loy nifsake kiluach could go weiter and it could aser water kadei klipa, but the water itself is only an aparnat to a teira, and therefore Ramesha brings that as an additional cheshbon to be able to be mekel. So al kapanim, what comes out is that from fleishiks to milachiks, it's not common that it should aser. Because you need to be maflit umavliya. You need bliyas to come out of one thing and into another thing. Rama holds it's by food also, and the shach and taz hold is by kelim. By treif, though, we have, first of all, it's an aparnat isura, the shach's cheshbon. And second of all, it's you don't need mafru mavliya because it's the treifus itself, which if the treifus is on the keli, it's going to answer the keli. You don't the treifus can answer by itself. So therefore, it's more chomer, and it's a greater problem then it's in tzadik hey, like the Chavis Das says, you need maflu or mavliya, you need two bliyas to mix, as opposed to treifis, you just need one bliya. So this is the psak, long and short of Sif Yud. And let's see the last two sifim quickly, the short sifim. Yuralev kli suda shabiyarev yikichavim, asiyach lefi tumai. Here the question is, the Gross says, whether you can trust a guy, masiyach lefi tumai, by an isa derabanan. By isa deraisa, there's no question. A guy is not neman, even masiyach lefi tumai. The question is, by an isa derabanan. So the Mechaber says, "Klisu the Shibayev Chavim, Masiach Vitumai Vayim Meshechad Hashem Heim." You go into a store and you're buying parts, and he says they're new. V'yira Kamei Shuai Men, they look new. Muta Lekloisa Mimenu, you can trust him. V'yesh Machmirim Vayim She'enai Neman, and some say he's not believed. V'nicha Kelim Neka Chavim Rakish Amaycha Harbe Kelim, V'kayna Kli Beinak Kelim. So you go into a store. How do you know? Maybe the pot you're buying was somebody bought it and returned it. Maybe somebody already bought it, used it, and wasn't happy and returned it. So is the guy Neman to say that it's a new pot? So the Mechaber says Mutter, and the Ramah says Yesh Mechmir. Yeah, if it's still in the original packaging in any way, you're right, it would be okay. Right, if it's Nicker one way or the other, obviously, you're right. But at any rate, he says if the guy's selling many kelim, it's always easy to think if he has 10 pots in the store that more than one or two pots were actually used and returned. It's rare. Maybe toaster ovens get returned, but pots, it's certainly not common. So he says then it's mutim chein egin lechatchila amal kemet chak because she nesarach beizevik chom vein lekelim zeshasat chak neigik sorry sheinu vechein iker v'saymach on a guy masiach lefitumai. If a guy is Masiach Lefitumai Bain Isidur Abanon, then he's Neman. So we had a little bit of a tumult in Taravadas, in one of the dorms. They caught the guy heating up his breakfast or his lunch in the microwave. It's a dorm. The guy just comes in to clean. And they found him cleaning, putting food in his tray for food in the microwave. So there's no shayla, microwave became tray. The question was the toaster oven. So what do you say? Do you have to be chayshish on the toaster oven?
Well, you can put in bread. You can't put in cheese.
No, you put in bread with cheese. You put it in and it causes the cheese to melt. It's very good. What? Well, he's obviously not afraid of yaitzev v'nechtz. Yaitzev v'nechtz means he's afraid. He's obviously not afraid. So I don't know, I told them to throw out the toaster oven. Part of the cheshbon was, it shouldn't be like easy come, easy go, and everything will go back to the way it was. You know, toaster oven, you can a microwave, you can kasher. Toaster oven, you can't really kasher. But I'm not certain. You know, they wanted to ask the guy, Masiach Lefitumai, like after they made a big tumult that he used it, he's not Masiach Lefitumai anymore. You know, they made a big tumult that he was using it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right. Okay. Sif Yud Beis Yesh Mishayim Shekayres Abbas Meiver Al Yam Shekaruroi Sirak Rakai Se Adam Dumais Asul Lishtamish Ben Loilam Bechamin V'Neshenim Chadashis. If you get pots from China and they look Yirak Rakais yellow or green Ayadam Dumais or red Asul Lishtamish Ben Loilam Bechamin Shenim Chadash Evchem Lishtamish Ben Bein Nicker. Obviously, whatever this was based on was something of the time that there was such an under. So we come to an end of Hilchus Machalas Asurais, with Shloshim Yom Kaidim Lachag. What I'd like to do, we have, three more Sundays till Pesach, is take a simin of Hilchus Pesach and Mishnah Berurah and go through it. So if you have your Mishnah Berurahs at home, Chelek Hei, their next Sunday is Tezayin Adar, and then Chav Gimel Adar, and then Laman, and then Beis, and then Zionis. So we'll have four Sundays. Mr. Hashem, I'd like to go through one of the Simonim. There are two Simonim in Chelakeh, and Hilchus Taruvis, Hilchus Kashering, and Taruvis. What? Either Hechshe Kelim, or it's more complicated, Dine Taruvis Chomitz. which maybe is more geschmack. So either hechshekel matur v'scham, it's whatever we're in the mood for. And yitz Hashem will be mekayim shloshim yom kaidem achag. Bezos Hashem. Everyone's invited here Thursday night, having a learning say the 9:30 to 10:30, and then down here we'll have a fleshiga buffet. The tables will be the way you see them now, so if you're more comfortable spread out, stay spread out. I prefer, if you're older and you're not vaccinated or antibodied, that you take the food and go upstairs. There will be a crowd down here. I don't think it's smart to stay with the crowd, but if you're vaccinated or otherwise antibodied, or young, please stay.